Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Hidden inside the United Services Club in Limavady is a very unusual artefact. Hanging on a wall in pride of place in the committee boardroom, among other memorabilia of the Great War, is a flag believed to have been stitched together and made entirely from soldiers' shirts. The yellow and dark blue flag is remembered as the unofficial regimental flag of the 10th Battalion of the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers, known as the Derries. Club President Ernie Norris and local historian Alistair Harper tell us about the flag and their relatives who both fought and died at the Somme.
And to the left here is our lounge, and we go through the lounge towards the association room, which is where the various associations meet within the United Service Club. In its heyday, it was a lounge where people would have met to socialise and dance, and there's a stage there where the group would have played, obviously. But sadly, like most places, it's in a bit of decline in terms of usage now. It's not as widely used as it was. This is the boardroom of the committee of the United Service Club. Inside the room, as you can see, the walls are pretty crowded with various artefacts. And in the corner, pride of place, is the flag of the unofficial flag, and they say, of the 10th Battalion of the Royal Inniskilling Fusiliers, known as the Derries. And above that hangs one of the side drums of the band of the Derries. It is about 42 inches long, 28 inches deep. It is rather drab looking in colour, but it's said to have been made from army shirts. Either the tailors of the battalion or somebody unofficially decided to make this flag, and they cut out the letters of the word Derries, and that's stitched on to the rectangle in the middle of it there. And then they dyed it in the colours, we believe, of the battalion, yellow and dark blue. I'm not sure if they existed widely, but this one is said to have been carried in the attack on the Schwaben Redoubt at Thiefel on the 1st of July. Now, the son of a member of the 10th Battalion who had fought at Thiefel on the 1st of July told my brother that his exact words were, "That old boy was at the Somme." So we believe that it was carried there, and how it got to Limavady is shrouded in some mystery. Its presence here in our association's room is a constant reminder of the bravery of those men, and to me the flag signifies courage, determination, fortitude, all the things that I would associate with the men of that era. He was Henry Stuart Allen. He was born in, I think, 1881. On the 1st of July, when he was killed, he was 35. He had he was a father of 8 children, one of whom was my mother. I know very little about what happened to him, but my brother has had various stories told to him by people who were there and who knew my grandfather. And one said that he got one to himself, and those were his words. Another saw him pitch forward on his mouth and nose. Somebody else said, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but I would like to think it's true. Somebody else said that he was initially wounded in the hand and was advised to go back and get it dressed. And he said, "No, sir, who's going to look after these bits of wounds?" So I don't know if that's true or not, but it strikes a chord with me. And Alistair's great uncle was also killed on the 1st of July.
The Thiefel Memorial has over 75,000 names on it of those who were missing from 1916 up to 1917. One of those is my great uncle, James Harper, who was from Dungiven. And it wasn't, I think, until sometime in the early 1920s that his family were actually notified that he had died on the 1st of July. They didn't know whether he was a prisoner of war, or maybe he'd suffered from shell shock and lost his memory or whatever, but his body was never found, and his name is now on the Thiepval Memorial. And when you look where James Harper's name is and try to take a photograph, Henry Allen's name is just beside it. And it's very, very unusual, because myself and Ernie in later years have become brother-in-laws, and we look up and we can see our two ancestors' names side by side on the Thiepval Memorial.
The United Services Club in Limavady. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.